lies, society, truth, coverage, information, talking.
Each week, Gatrick Power plunges into the throttling sewer wasteland of modern politics to uncover the hidden kernels of truth no one wants you to see.
So you do admit to escaping the country with all of its mineral reserves in your briefcase?
Yes, I did.
This is the ugly truth on the underbelly of Aotearoa. This is the voice of the unheard. This is Politics Now!
As you've no doubt heard, the country's infrastructure has been having a tough time lately. Between pipes bursting all over Wellington, the grounding of the Aratere Ferry near Picton, and a NZDF 757 breaking down with the Prime Minister aboard, our faulty infrastructure risks our international image going down the toilet. In today's special report, I'll be examining the full extent of Aotearoa's infrastructure problem by going undercover and meeting with New Zealand Air Force mechanic Daryl McChesney to assess the state of our state. I'm currently inside the largest air hangar in the country, which is located at the top secret Air Force base near the Dunedin Airport, with my brother-in-law and airplane mechanic, Daryl McChesney. How are you, Daryl?
Yeah, not too bad. Took the wife to the doctor today and managed to get a bit of time to watch the cricket this morning.
How quaint. Now, we're here to talk planes and the lack thereof.
Yeah, before we get to that, Gatrick, this isn't being recorded, is it? Under Section 6, Paragraph 3, Sentence 5 of the Military Information Act 1950, you can't record anything on a military installation or else I'll have to kill you and your entire family, you see.
I'm well aware of Section 6, Paragraph 3, Sentence 5 of the Military Information Act 1950, so no, I'm not recording.
Yeah, okay, just making sure then. Well, this is the first piece of kit I've got for you here. She's a V7 Bromley Stokecaster. Now, although she's from 1931, she's still used every day for important missions all around the country, in particular for picking up Ferg Burger from Queenstown at the end of the week. You know, say what you will about her, but I've sunk literally thousands of hours into repairing her and glamorizing her, and I think she's a great wee kit.
That's astounding that a plane this old is still being used by the Air Force, let alone that it's still used every week and manages to reach Queenstown.
Yeah, okay, well, I wouldn't say that any of those missions are particularly successful. To be completely frank with you, she hasn't actually taken off since she was used in Gallipoli.
Gallipoli? I thought you said this plane was from 1931.
Yeah, well, okay, her chassis, her engine, wings and gears are from 1931. But the actual body is a Grammington 420 from 1910.
I see. How about this baddie?
Yeah, okay, well, this is an experimental aircraft from our friends over in America. It's a collaboration between Northrop, Lockheed, Microsoft and Hello Kitty. First of its kind, really. The plane is equipped with 8 feet. As you can see, the Hello Kitty paint job provides a really nice finishing touch.
This is a very serious plane here, but I'm not seeing any engines. How does this absolute weapon move?
Well, actually, that's what makes it experimental, you see. It actually doesn't have any engines. It's a land-based aircraft, you see. The very first of its kind.
Ah, truly astonishing.
Okay, now this must be a normal plane used for serious diplomatic reconnaissance or humanitarian reasons. Please tell me it's just a bog-standard aircraft.
Yeah, well, okay. What you're looking at is a C-130H Hercules, but it's actually a replica of the real thing, and it's made from $100 bills. You're lucky to be able to see this here, actually. Usually it's over in my workshop.
I think I've seen enough. Thank you very much for this tour, Daryl. I must be getting back to the vape store now. I'm technically on my lunch break.
Yeah, look, you're welcome any time, Gatrick. But if I find out that this conversation is on that weird podcast thing of yours, I will have to kill you and the missus.
Oh, well, there you have it, folks. The state of our infrastructure is completely f***ed. Next week on Politics Now, will I still be alive? Hopefully see you next Monday.
That was a Radio 191 event podcast! You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast!